You're tuned to the Afternoon Magazine. It is 12:30. I'm Celeste Quinn. Henry Frain is our technical director this afternoon. And joining us in the studio now, Tom Rogers. He has our report of AM 580 News.
Thanks, Celeste. Good afternoon. Heavy rains have resulted in a frustrating time for Illinois farmers who could see their lowest yields in years. Illinois Farm Bureau spokesman John Hawkins says the state has gone from cold, damp weather to warm, damp conditions over 2 months, delaying planting that's normally finished by this time. But he says the pace of it is at least better in central Illinois than it is to the south, where some of the corn has had to be replanted and soybean planting is non-existent in some areas. Hawkins says this planting season is beginning to resemble 2002, when wet weather gave way to drought conditions late in the planting season. He says this could be another year in which trade plays a huge role.
The problem is we really need to have a good corn and soybean crop this year to meet our projected demand. Otherwise, it's going to be the role of the markets to ration supplies, and that's never a pleasant situation for farmers or consumers alike.
Prices are already responding to the wet weather. Hawkins says corn contracts have topped $6 a bushel on the Board of Trade, and soybean prices are around $15 since many who tried to switch crops haven't been able to plant anything. Yesterday was the deadline for farmers to have full crop insurance coverage. Hawkins says farmers should decide within the next 2 weeks whether to grow corn or soybeans or use a claim on their insurance indicating conditions prevented them from planting. Authorities say the man who died when his car was swept away by swift high water in Coles County was a 72-year-old man from Mattoon. Charleston Fire Chief Chris Phipps says Ralph Eidelman was found Thursday in his Buick in 8 to 10 feet of water. A witness saw the car washed into the Kaskaskia River earlier that day near Humboldt. The river was swollen by 2 days of heavy rain. 5 or more inches fell across much of central and eastern Illinois, pushing the Sangamon River out of its banks. Local officials in Decatur and Monticello say the high water is currently receding. However, the National Weather Service and our meteorologist Ed Keyser both say more rain is possible across most of the state through tomorrow. In fact, a tornado watch has just been issued for much of eastern Illinois. Indiana Governor Mitch Daniels has declared a disaster area in 41 counties in an effort to gain federal aid that could help Indiana clean up from severe storms and tornadoes. May 30th storm left more than 400 Indianapolis residents without a place to live and caused about $29 million damage in Marion County. One person died and at least 10 were injured in a second round of storms that moved through the state earlier this week. It included a tornado in the Rush County town of Moscow in eastern Indiana. Illinois lawmakers have agreed on a program to continue spending billions of dollars on health care for the next 5 years, with half of the money coming from the federal government. That new program replaces a 3-year program that expires at the end of this month. Under the Hospital Assessment Program, each hospital in Illinois pays a state tax based on their patient occupancy, not counting Medicare patients. $130 million from that revenue is used by the state for various health care purposes. The remaining money is matched with federal funds and then redistributed to hospitals across the state. Urbana's Carle Foundation Hospital expects to get more money under the new program than under the one about to expire. Carle's chief financial officer, Rob Tomkinson, says their yearly grant would nearly double from $4.5 million to $8.1
million. But additionally, currently, we've been receiving $2 million in special medical education support, and that, too, is going away. So we're losing about $6.5 million worth of funding, and this will replace it and a little bit more. So, yes, $8.1 million is a very important infusion for us, especially with our building plans coming up.
Other area hospitals would get money under the new program as well. Wealthy hospitals, typically in the Chicago suburbs, actually lose money under the hospital assessment program. It'll favor rural hospitals, university medical centers, and hospitals with high levels of patients on Medicaid. These hospitals lose money by caring for Medicaid patients because the state only partially reimburses costs. The new hospital assessment program still needs approval from federal regulators before it takes effect. New national guidelines will make it harder for local museums to acquire artifacts for their collections. Jennifer Fields has this report.
The guidelines by the Association of Art Museum Directors were written to prevent museums from receiving artifacts obtained illegally from their countries of origin. That hasn't been much of a problem at Chicago area museums, according to DePaul Law Professor Patty Gerstenblith. But she says nationally, the business of trading in stolen art and artifacts is a big one.
Now, the overall illegal market in all kinds of art and cultural objects is estimated by the FBI to be in the $6 billion range.
The guidelines call for greater documentation of all artifacts obtained after 1970 and apply to institutions as well as private collectors. I'm Jennifer Fields.
Our next report of AM 580 News is at 2:30. I'm Tom Rogers. WILL programs are made possible by Bevere Cafe 2, offering gourmet sandwiches, salads, and ice cream, with seating inside or outside in the lower courtyard of the new Human Genomics Complex next to Morrow Plots on the U of I campus.
This is the Afternoon Magazine on AM 580 and online at will.illinois.edu. AM 580 keeps you connected to the news and events that matter to you, whether they're in central Illinois or across the world.